My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We your number one spot.
What's good, baby? One more time for the good time. Come on, man. Let it ride. Yes. We welcome you in here to the Tuesday, August 6th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we in here. We got USA basketball coming up here in about 30 minutes. It's been fun this Olympics to do some watch parties for those. So we'll keep an eye on that when it gets underway. Of course, the news of the days we were just talking about with the insiders on the handoff there. The Brandon Ayuk situation. Kenny came in here yesterday saying, I think Brandon Ayuk has played his last game with the San Francisco 49ers, and this is no longer posturing. This feels real, and it got even a little more real last night as Matt Maiocco continued to make the media rounds and report on what was going on. And then Mike Silver decided to do a run-in and get himself involved.
That was this from
this, yeah, and we'll get to that. This from Adam Schefter as we speak. Steelers and 49ers re-engaged in conversations midday today regarding Brandon Ayuk, per league sources. As of Monday night, the 49ers-Steelers stock stalled, but there have been further conversations today in an ever-fluid situation that still involves other teams as well. Again, that's from Adam Schefter, tweeted right now. So that's a situation we'll obviously be monitoring throughout the day, or if necessary, throughout the upcoming days. But the trade situation with Brandon Ayuk and the San Francisco 49ers seems to have gotten a lot more serious than I thought it was just 3-4 days ago.
Yeah, I thought, much like a lot of other people, that he was just going to figure it. They were going to figure this thing out, get a deal done. Yesterday, I was like, it looks like I said, he played his final game as a 49er. And if I was at a, if I was, you know, put a percentage on it, yesterday I was about 90% sure that he had played his final game as a 49er. Today, I'm probably at 80%. Only because, and then at 30, in the last 30 seconds, I've probably gone back to 85%.
Oh, well, Adam Schefter said it is a fluid situation. But it was, KC's emotions.
It was one of those things, though, where, you know, it sounded like the 49ers had done exactly what D'Lo and KC said in negotiations. Oh, the Steelers said they'd pay you. All right, well, this is what we want.
Well,
because remember, real sorry about that, but the reports are the Steelers walked away from the table.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're like, nah. And so that sounded like, yeah, we'll give him the 30 mil. We'll give him the contract that he wants. Niners like, oh, okay. Well, this is what the trade is going to cost. And the Steelers said, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Maybe more specifically, it was less of like, here's what the Steelers will pay. Hey, sorry, Brandon Ayuk. Here's what Cleveland will pay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what New England will pay. And this is what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, you brought this up. I think you brought this up a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned it to the insiders moments ago. If you can't meet this, you think they love you. They're going to pay you all this money. They can't pay you a penny until they work with us.
Right.
And here, it's not what they're willing to offer us. It's not what you're willing to sign for. It's what Cleveland's willing to offer us.
Mm-hmm.
It's what New England's willing to offer us. It's what other teams in the league are willing to offer that we haven't even leaked to the media yet.
Right.
So you think the barometer is something, buddy, it's something else. We are not walking away with this with nothing.
Right.
And unfortunately, this is the NFL. There is no such thing as player empowerment in the NFL. You want to sit, big fella, sit.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember this, no matter what you do, I can't believe I'm taking the side of ownership
corporate deal.
But no matter what you do in this situation, we still have control next year. So you choose to sit, you can sit. You better make your ass back here week 8. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're in a whole world of issues.
Right.
But even if you sat, you know, we still have the ultimate control. Let's get this dealt with one way or another. I don't think they're at the point of no return where Brandon Ayuk can't be a San Francisco 49er. I think what we're seeing right now is the answer to the Pivot podcast. I think what we're seeing right now is the answer to the FaceTime call,
mm-hmm.
or the what was the other one? The practice film.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the 49ers doing dirty work right now. Mm-hmm. Brandon Ayuk did it. Exactly. All right. So we've got two wrongs here.
Right.
Are we going to get this figured out or not?
I don't know. I'm
I wasn't expecting you to answer. I just meant more in the scheme of things. Is this
but
get
everything
in.
You said was correct. And, you know, we joke about it. And, you know, I'm on the side of ownership and all this other stuff.
You are.
I mean, I just see both sides, and I think I see it logically. You know, the 49ers aren't perfect or scot-free in this situation as well. If they would have handled the negotiations before all these other signings, they would have had a deal by now, it seemed like. You know what I mean? But not doing that might have cost them a couple million dollars. And in the grand scheme of things, it might have cost them Brandon Ayuk because they didn't handle business earlier in the session. Brandon Ayuk, and it's really the unanswered question. We can only assume. I've tried not to mention it again, but I'll bring it up again. I can only assume based off the Pivot interview.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't think I'm the only one that felt that. The reason why I went and watched it, because so many people were hitting me up like, yo, did you see this? Did you see this? I ain't never had nobody hit me up like that. Many people hit me up like, have you seen this interview? And if the only thing that we can go off of, because he hasn't said, this is what my number is, this is what I'm looking for. If that was any indication, he wants top dollar. He wants top dollar. Like, he wants top 3 wide receiver money. He said, quote unquote, in that there ain't no hometown discounts.
Well, see,
none.
And that's where I have a problem with the agent. Like, I get what the agent's job is. I get what Brandon Ayuk wants. I have a lot. I think I want Brandon Ayuk, San Francisco 49er. That's where I want him
mm-hmm.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, I do not think you're a top 3 receiver in the league. This is the receiver position is not the quarterback position. The quarterback position is we kind of have to. That's kind of what the quarterback is, position is. And if you're paying close enough attention, and we know a lot of people don't, and I think this goes for in the league and out of the league, those numbers you see are not real. The Tua Tagovailoa deal wasn't real. Like, the way it was reported, it wasn't real. Jordan Love, there's some phoniness in Jordan Love's contract. Mm-hmm. But you're not reading through all of this. Every position isn't, it's not the quarterback position. And you have to be a truly elite player to get that the Nick Bosa contract, the contract that we believe Micah Parsons is going to get, the Aaron Donald contract. Right. Justin Jefferson is sort of a barometer for that. Bro, you're not Justin Jefferson. You're a really, really good receiver on a really good team, and you're really important to what they do. That's what we have to work with. You're not a top three receiver. There's no measurement that shows Brandon Ayuk as a top three wide receiver in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Not one. And that's the agent. Like, but this all boils down to you're worth what someone's willing to pay you. Mm-hmm. And everyone, and I can't fathom what the dollar figure is, but everyone is adamant. New England's going to pay him. New England's going to pay him. Okay, one, what the hell does that mean? Two, how does everybody know this? Is it Jared Mayo? Whoever, did they just come out and go, yeah, we'll give him $35 million a year, $33 million a year? I've missed that. I can't find it. Looking at Florio right now.
Reading the tweet.
I can't get it. Everybody says they're willing to pay him. All right. All right, cool, bro.
We assume that they're willing to pay him because I think if we take Matt Maiocco, who is great at his job and is locked in and tapped in as anybody out there, if those deals are on the table and the ball is in Ayuk's court, I would assume both the Browns and the Patriots understand that if we're going to make this trade, we're willing to pay him the money he's looking for. Like that's kind of where that comes from. We're assuming nobody's talked to the higher ups and like they don't have them on the record saying that. But if Matt Maiocco is saying, and I'm assuming Maiocco is getting this information from the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
The 49ers are telling him they're ready to accept the deal. Brandon Ayuk has to agree to sign the extension there. So that's where those two, at least, you would say they're willing to give him their money. And that's the other part of this, because Brandon Ayuk will be like, you may not think I'm a top three wide receiver. You may not think I can get the money, but there are teams out there that will give me the money. There's proof in the pudding. These teams will give me the money I'm asking for. And then that's when the 49ers come back and say, okay, these are the teams. You're not a free agent. It has to be a trade. This is what we're asking for. Right now, these two teams have given us what we're asking for. Pittsburgh hasn't. Washington hasn't, or whatever the case may be. And that's where they're at a stalemate. Ayuk, do you want the money, or do you want the money? Do you want to win, or do you just want to be in whatever situation you want to be in? And those things may not line up.
Well, you unknowingly, you want the money, the power, or the respect. He seems to want all three. As every high-level athlete, business person should.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting those in New England, my man. Best of luck to you. You'll get the money. You think you're getting power and respect over there? You clearly have not been reading what's his name? The Patriots reporter. Clearly, man, you ain't been reading them. Because their quarterback position is a disaster. But yeah, no. Go get your stuff off, dog. They'll pay you.
So I don't begrudge Brandon Ayuk for trying to get as much money as he possibly can. I've said from the beginning, go ahead and go after every dime that you can. While getting every dime that you can, you may have to sacrifice some things along the way. That's all I ever really say. I look at it in its totality, right? And people are like, oh, yeah. We have fun. I don't have any problem with it. But you side with ownership, or you're not being fair to Ayuk and all this other stuff.
Corporate Caraway.
No.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I'm just saying, Ayuk, go get your, everybody that says, Ayuk, go get your money. Go get your money. Go get every dollar you can. Go get your money. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm telling you that if that's the stance you have, if that's the stance that Brandon Ayuk has, there's a price to getting that money. No pun intended. And you, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to go to New England to get the money that you want so bad? So far, it seems like he said, no, I'm not willing to pay that price. Well, if you're not willing to pay that price, then you need to get back to this negotiating table.
We'll come back. You might be shocked to find out this situation didn't get solved in the first 13 minutes of this show. So we'll continue to discuss it. What this means for San Francisco as well, what this means for Brock Purdy, what this means for Deebo Samuel, and what this means for contract negotiations moving forward, because I still make the argument that no matter what happens with Brandon Ayuk, the most important player is still in the midst of a holdout right now. So we'll talk about all of that. It's Stephen with Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Oh, man. I don't know if we're getting any new music from Boss Man D-Lo.
Yeah, he had a bad day yesterday.
Yeah, jeez.
Christian McCaffrey has a calf strain, according to Kyle Shanahan. He's unlikely to participate in this preseason, meaning the entire preseason. Just protect Christian McCaffrey
at all
costs.
Please
protect that man
and stay away from them calf strains, boy. I tell you.
Matt Maiocco adds to Nick Wagner's tweet: "It's not a long-term situation." Kyle Shanahan said he'll just be out of practice for the next couple of weeks. Okay, all right. That's Christian McCaffrey right there, according to Kyle Shanahan, who is speaking right now. And I do think it's still a if. And by the way, the reason you don't have to look any further than Shams' latest tweet about Lauri Markkanen. I said yesterday it felt like Mark Stein was single-handedly keeping the Lauri Markkanen to Golden State rumors alive. Not crapping on Mark Stein's reporting at all. It just felt like everyone else had resigned to the fact he's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. This is Danny Ainge doing Danny Ainge-like stuff. He is not being traded. Mm-hmm. And by all accounts, I don't know if that deal is final or they're just working on the details of it, but it's clear Lauri Markkanen isn't going anywhere, and that's what people have long suspected. He is going to stay with the Utah Jazz. It's what the Sacramento Kings suspected when they made their proposal very, very early in free agency to Utah for Lauri Markkanen and were left on red. I think you said it perfectly at some point during all of this silliness. If you want to give me what I'm asking for, I'll take it. But other than that, I'm not trading him.
Right. And
I'm going to ask for everything.
And real quick, because I was listening to our guys, Monte and Butch, on the Morning Rose, and people were like, oh, you know, Danny Ainge, he's messing around again. He's doing Danny Ainge things. Oh, what a jackass and all this other stuff. To be honest with you, from what I can tell, I don't see anything wrong with Danny Ainge did. Danny Ainge probably made it clear, we don't have any plans on trading Lauri Markkanen. If you want to give us everything, like here's what it would take to trade Lauri Markkanen. If you want to give us that, then we can have some real talks for the Warriors, for the Kings, for anybody. If you want to give us Keegan Murray and Devin Carter and picks, the next three first round picks you can give us and pick swaps and all this other stuff,
mm-hmm.
sure, mm-hmm. we're open for business. Mm-hmm. If you're not giving us that, no. That I don't think that's a problem that Danny Ainge does that. Is that like, but he's looked at as like, oh, Danny Ainge doing Danny Ainge things. I didn't call you and say, well we don't know that.
Well,
but I didn't call you and say, let's work out a deal.
No, but what you, Danny Caraway, probably did was tell your buddy Adam, Adrian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we'll trade Lauri Markkanen. Like you put it out there, like because a lot of that stuff came from Danny. Danny's notorious for this. Mm. He'll get to the media now. To your point, he may not state to Adrian Wojnarowski exactly what he's looking for or exactly what he expects in return, but he's going to open the door that will allow him to field offers. Mm. He'll absolutely do that.
I just don't understand how if I knew what it was going to take to get Lauri Markkanen, how someone else in the NBA circles, specifically GMs, would be upset with Danny Ainge when they offered.
Who's upset?
Well, I'm just saying hypothetically. Like, I'm saying they shouldn't be upset.
I doubt that they are. I mean, like I'm not going to speak for the Warriors. I mean, Draymond told them not to do it. But from the Kings' perspective, they put a timeline on it.
Yeah.
If you don't respond, we're... Our second option is really, really good. We wanted to get this done with you first. You don't have a response? That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get this deal with DeMar DeRozan done. I think there was a lot in that Lauri Markkanen thing. I just think that created a lot of stuff that wasn't real.
That what's alleged to be the trade proposal for the Warriors, they weren't serious. Did you see it?
Yeah, is it the different one that's been out there?
Well, no, it didn't involve Podge or Kuminga.
Oh, it didn't involve either one of them.
It was like Moody and a bunch of pick swaps and all this other stuff. Like, all right.
Okay. Sit down, Dan Levy. Wouldn't that be funny if, like, Draymond just made that whole thing up? And, like, there was never, like, he's just capitalizing off the tweets out there. And he was like, wait, you didn't want us to move Moses Moody for what?
Wow. I mean, there's a good chance he made it all up.
Like, there's a very high probability made it all up.
The way he proposed it is like, yo, we've got this deal done.
I love that LeBron he is just letting all of the gray come in.
Yeah, he knows.
LeBron is so smooth. He know what he's doing. He got all that gray coming in so they can look back at this film. Look at this old man dominating the Olympics.
So grizzled
veteran. LeBron's a genius. Veteran. That man is a genius.
There's a very real chance that he was lying because the way he put it out there, Draymond, was Dunleavy and them come to him like, yo, we got this deal done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you think?
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. I think it would make us better right now, and it would be easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
It would be easier for Steph. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, if you know basketball, you know it would be better for everybody. But I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Draymond. Well, no, they did not have a deal in place with Moody and pick swaps. No. What are you talking about?
Jackass. In any event, the whole point in all of that was Lauri Markkanen is going to be with the Utah Jazz. Mm-hmm. at least for a year, right? I think this isn't, you know, as they use the line apples to apples comparison, but it's a comparison that I think works where there's a bunch of noise in the media, you're left to decipher it all. And in the end, the guy just stays with his team. Mm. In the end, I think Brandon Ayuk can still stay with the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, it's an agent's job to do what their client wants,
mm-hmm.
right? You can express to him like, hey, you can get $4 more million annually. You know, the guarantee, I can't imagine the guarantee being more than $10 million, like $10 million more. I'd actually be shocked if it was that high because they're going to fudge these numbers somewhere.
Yeah.
You could get that, and $10 million is a lot of money, so don't get me wrong, especially when we're potentially talking about...
Well, not to you.
87 or 90. Oh, that's funny. But, bro, you're going to go break in a rookie quarterback? Hmm. Or Jacoby Brissett? Like, what do you want? You want the money? Because figuratively, your NFL career could go to New England and die. Mm. Your NFL career is not dying in San Francisco. Mm. It's not. And of all of these situations, I'm using it because it's not going to die in Pittsburgh. I don't think it's going to die in Cleveland. It's dying in New England. Mm. And I'm not sold on Washington either. No. But I just, in the end, if Ayuk says, yeah, but I want that extra $10 million guaranteed. I want to be a top three paid wide receiver, regardless of what 4 years from now looks like. I want that right now. Then it's his agent's job to try to get that executed to the best of his ability. I just hope Brandon Ayuk has thought about stuff like that because he doesn't have a lot of control here. And winding up in New England, regardless of what they pay you, could be tough.
Yeah, and I'm just being real here. If I was John Lynch, Parag Marate, Kyle Shanahan, and maybe this is why, one of the reasons why I'm not a GM or NFL head coach or president of football operations or whatever, there is an element that I'd have to work through of, I'm not just going to give you what you want. You say you want to go to Pittsburgh and Washington. I'm going to tell you right now, the price for you to go there is higher than the price I'm asking for Cleveland and New England. Just maybe it's petty, maybe it's whatever, but you ruining our whole situation, you know, trying to win a Super Bowl and do the things that we're doing over a few million dollars. You know, I'm not the same deal on the table from New England and Cleveland is not the same deal that's on that I'm be asked for with Pittsburgh and Washington. That price is higher. And what I ultimately go through with that, I don't know. But, I mean, that's real feelings. We're dealing with human beings right now as well. So there's that. The other thing about Brandon Ayuk in this whole situation, because the 49ers, looking like everybody's got the 49ers as the bad guys today. And I would say this, because I was listening to the insiders. I heard Kyle say it. I heard other people say it. I heard TC call in and say it. Just, you know, it's a clown show. That this is how they negotiate. Just give Ayuk what he wants, you know, because you're trying to win a Super Bowl and all this other stuff. That's fine. There's a part of that that I agree with. That's fine. If Ayuk wants $31 million a year annually or a certain guarantee, and that's what's going to take to get him into camp and you have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl, I understand people saying just do it. But I would ask those same people, and I don't know if this is exactly the case, but I'm just throwing out a hypothetical. If signing Ayuk to that contract means in a year you lose Debo, Kittle, and Charvarius Ward, is that the move you want to make?
Mm-hmm.
And let me know, 916-909-1320. If signing Ayuk to that means Debo's gone, Charvarius Ward is gone, and Kittle is gone the following year, some people would say, I'll worry about that next year. Like, I want to try and win a championship this year. I understand that. I'm just saying, look at all things. Somebody not going to be here, and probably a couple people not going to be here.
So, wasn't the idea always a working idea, not a San Francisco 49ers idea, like the idea of us talking?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it always they're probably going to lose Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel? Like, mm-hmm. they're going to lose one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us, whether assumed it would probably be Debo.
Mm-hmm.
Is fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not really new.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ayuk signing this contract, even if it, you know, if we go, you know, in the, we'll say 30.5 per, that's not new. Like, we thought that, mm-hmm. right? Now, the other, you know, Charvarius, whoever, that might be new. That might be, well, because we had to go over the 28 we thought it was going to be, we've got to lose such and such.
Mm-hmm.
We're hypothesizing all of this. Mm-hmm. We don't know. And we're doing it all because we have no idea what Brock Purdy is going to make next mm-hmm. year. And there aren't a such thing as, there aren't slotted contracts like there are in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really just working with our imagination.
That's all
we're doing.
Yeah, I hypothesizing.
And at some point, like, because again, I said this before, to me, the most important player is still sitting at home.
Well, then how does that play out? Like, if you give Brandon Ayuk that, and I think maybe you can make it where the money is this year, where it's still on Brandon Ayuk's $14 million and Brock Purdy's a million or something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could do that with Trent Williams. But what if it was a situation where it's like, man, we had to go over to play Brandon Ayuk? Trent Williams might be one of them casualties.
Can't be. It's impossible.
And the funny thing about
it's very literally impossible. It can't be.
The funny thing about that, Damian, is we've been doing the show almost 4 years. You followed the 49ers for sure before that, but I'm sure dealing with me on a day-to-day basis, you've got a heightened understanding of the 49ers world and everything,
that's
right?
That's how I describe it to people, I deal with Kenny every day.
Let me ask you a question. We'll see if we're on the same page. I don't know if we're on the same page. Let me ask you a question. What are the two positions for the last 4 years everybody has complained about with the Niners?
The last 2 years?
Last three, the whole time we've been doing the show. What are the two positions? Every year, people are like, oh, I don't know if they got enough to get it done.
The secondary.
And?
Well, the quarterback.
Well, no, the quarterback. I didn't
know if you were talking about
the position group.
Who?
You said secondary was one.
Sure. Yeah.
What's the other one they're always worried about every year?
The line?
I say every year. And you want to pay, I'm just saying, hypothetically, TC saying all this other stuff, you want to pay this guy and lose the two best players on the group that you complain about every single year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year.
Well, yeah, so I'll be clear. There's no scenario where you can't lose Trent Williams. Like, if it really boils down to it's one or the other, that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
With all due respect, that's easy. Trent's one of the best to do it of this, like, that's not even an option.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how old Trent Williams is. He played at an incredibly high level last year. He's one of the leaders of this team. This situation, in my head, could completely be wrong. What the hell do I know? That's already resolved.
Mm. I sure hope so.
Like that, I'm starting to worry about that. I feel like that's already resolved. And it'll, when it's time, it's time.
Mm.
And they'll move forward. If there's any back and forth with Trent's camp and the San Francisco 49ers, I'd be stunned.
Absolutely stunned. I certainly hope you're right. I'm getting concerned about that.
And this could be a I don't know. Like, you know, sometimes in NBA free agency, the order in which you sign stuff and send it to the league is really important to like your salary cap. That might be important to this situation with Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams, where it's like, hey, Trent, just stay ready. We didn't know it was going to take this long, but in order to do what we want to do for you, we have to get this situation with Brandon Ayuk dealt with first.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know if that's reality in the NFL other than the 49ers having an exact number to work with and knowing – your idea, well, you could load Trent Williams' contract up this year, figure it out next year. Maybe you need to worry about the next 2 years rather than just this year. I'm not sure. But I don't have any concern over that because it's one of the most no-brainer things you could have. Brandon Ayuk isn't a no-brainer.
Mm.
He's not a no-brainer because of your boy, Kyle Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a no-brainer because of Debo. And he's not a no-brainer because of what they did at the draft.
Mm.
We knew that first-round draft pick at the wide receiver position was probably replacing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We just thought it was Debo. And we thought it was next year.
Right.
It turns out it might have been Brandon Ayuk this year. Mm. None of that might be true. It still might be in Debo next year. You know, might be being something else altogether. But this situation, I doubt, caught the 49ers completely off guard.
You mean Trent Williams?
Either one of them.
I think how long it's gone on and where it has gone to
sure
has caught them off guard.
Okay.
I thought.
Which is why they're punching back a little bit the last 2 days.
That's what I think. I think they're frustrated and a little surprised. I thought they probably. they feel like it would have been done by now. Mm-hmm. I know I did. And the only reason, one of the reasons I should say, I don't like completely like want to just like bury Brandon Ayuk is because I don't know what he's asking for. I don't know. Yeah. I can assume, but I don't know for sure what he's asking for. The Niners could be saying we want to do $26 million. He could be saying 28. He may not want top three money. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. if he doesn't want top three money, that's he's not doing anything wrong. He could be perfectly reasonable. Maybe the Niners are being unreasonable with what they're offering.
What was the number? USA right now up 9-4, by the way. Graybeard LeBron James absolutely killing it.
Graybeard.
What was the number that was out there? It was, I think, Diana Rossini.
I thought it was 26 to 28.
26 to 28. That's what I thought it was. So. Okay.
So I don't know what that means. You can also look a little bit into the situation and say, maybe that's not the most important thing. Maybe the most important thing is the guaranteed money. And they may be far off on the guaranteed money. But we don't know.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't want to say, oh, Brandon needs to just do this or that. I'll have an opinion on it, but I don't know. I don't know what he's asking for.
Hey, what was Tyreek's guarantee? Was it 80? The new money was it 87?
He had 20 million left guaranteed, and they bumped that up. Now he's 65 total guaranteed.
65 total. Yeah. Okay.
Like the total of his deal was like 108 guaranteed, I guess, over the 4 years.
Yeah. Okay. Got you.
Did the 49ers mess this up by not paying him before all those other guys got their deals? Because the market does change. Like, I think both things could be true. Ayuk's asking for a lot, but he's also asking for what the market might dictate.
No, for sure. But who are we really talking about?
Waddle got his 28.
That's
St. Brown
the problem,
got 30.
Though. Like, Waddle got that one super early.
Devontae Smith got paid as well. Like, CD's going to get their deals and all that. Like, just all these receivers are getting paid now. Like, everyone got paid before Ayuk, and now that probably just drove the number up.
So
I honestly think the Waddle money was the toughest.
I would say yes. And this, once again, this is something that we don't know. I would say yes that they, you know, they should have got it done earlier. The thing that I don't know is what was their offer in May, because that's reportedly the sticking point. That when it was initially reported the 49ers and Ayuk hadn't talked since May. Mm-hmm. So what were they saying in May? What was Ayuk saying? Because it sounds like, you guys tell me if I'm different. Mm-hmm. They were talking in May, and the Niners are like, well, there's nothing else to talk about. This is what we're offering. This is what you want.
Well,
isn't that like...
We don't know.
We don't know.
Because I feel like the Niners drag this stuff out to training camp all the time, like they did with Debo and Bosa and all that. Like, they don't get deals done early. That just doesn't happen, and maybe that kind of backfired on them this time.
Yeah, and I don't understand. I don't... It's not my job. I don't know why that is.
I don't either.
Like, Bosa, what was the... Because prior to Bosa, it was Aaron Donald, right? Because we were talking about the highest non...
Yeah.
The highest paid non-quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And it really boiled down to, is he going to get figuratively $1 more than Aaron Donald? And you turned heel on him.
No, don't do that.
You were fact checking Nick Bosa last
year. Yeah, come on. We had to have conversations.
A little bit.
But I always said I wanted 97 here.
But we want
just
you
like
here.
Ayuk. Just like Ayuk. We're having conversations, but I want 11 here.
It's got...
Oh, my God!
A little bit.
Ken, we want you here, but what, you think you're him? You're not him. You're definitely not him.
That's kind of what you did.
Yeah. Ain't that what we got to do? Now, the man is saying, I want Justin Jefferson money. What you want me to lie to him? No, you're him.
We don't know if he wants Justin Jefferson money, by the way.
That's all I'm saying. I didn't say you weren't Waddle. I didn't say you weren't St. Brown. I said, well, you told you 30 something million a year. That's, you're getting in territory where I don't know if you're as good as those guys.
And that's what you said about Nick Bosa last year.
Well, you know.
It's just funny. Kenny's going to turn on a 49ers player at some point during a contract negotiation.
I'm going to negotiate. We're going to negotiate.
I'm sure during Debo's contract negotiations, you're going to stay on the field for us to pay you like this?
Well, I mean, injury history has been an issue.
You're negotiating your next contract with Odyssey, and I want it on video. I want an Instagram reel of what this negotiation looks like.
I want 30 mil. No? I want this.
Oh, you taking a pay cut?
I want the same amount as Tiki Barber.
I want $1 more than Tiki Barber. Yeah, I don't know what the answer to all of this. I wish it was easier to find. So I'm looking at, this is Jefferson's contract. Yeah, this is Jefferson's contract. If I have this right, this is on SpotTrack. 88 million is guaranteed at signing, which is his signing bonus, his 2024 salary, his 2025, and his 2025 compensation. I'm not entirely clear on the difference between salary and compensation, but okay. 88.7 million, which really stretches over realistically four seasons. Yeah, I don't think he gets that. I don't think he gets that.
The max number he should get is 30, and even that's kind of pushing it, but he should not go over 30.
Really pushing it.
For me, it's 28 to 30 is what I would pay Ayuk.
So you, in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House, Steven says Kenny will always say a player should take less to stay.
Corporate Kenny.
That is not what I'm saying. What I'm telling you and everybody else is, you've got decisions to make. Brandon Ayuk has a decision to make. He can get all the money that he wants. I reiterated in the first segment. He can get all the money he wants. He can get all the money he wants. If he wants that in San Francisco, that he has to understand that may come at the price of three or four players in the top 100 that helps you be as good as you are. If you don't care about that, then that's fine. If you just want the money's sitting there in New England. Go get the money. I'm not going to talk bad about you. Nobody should, especially in football. Go get the message. Go get every dime that you can in football. I'm not arguing against that. But unless you're like some of the top upper echelon guys, and even with them, it does come at a price. Mm-hmm. It always comes at a price. When you're in a cap sport like that, it comes at a price. If the Chiefs were offering them $30 million, hey, go get your $30 million from the Chiefs. Like, you're getting the best of both worlds. You get to be on a championship team and, you know, $30 million. You're not a free agent, so there's going to be some compensation that we need in return. You're doing what's best for you. And if I'm the 49ers, we got to do what's best for us. But go get as much money as you can. But understand, in some cases, that comes at a price. Once again, no pun intended. That's all I ever say. Go get your money, but just know what comes with it sometimes.
Well, you'll drop a you're not that good a time or two as well. We'll come back. What does this mean for – what is the potential loss of Brandon Ayuk mean for Debo, for Brock Purdy, and for the San Francisco 49ers in general? USA up 18-11 right now on Brazil. France and Germany set – for the other semifinal game. Yeah, so that NBA matchup we thought we might get isn't happening. So we'll keep you updated on everything. Steven and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
I did notice some things yesterday. I did notice some things.
So do you want to take a second to apologize to Damian Priest?
I'd like to apologize to absolutely nobody. he's cool. He's cool. He's just, I don't know, like that title run just wasn't.
No, you're right. Yeah. The title run, it didn't work.
Before that, too, I wasn't like as high on him or whatever. Because I'm like, Kenny would be like, oh, yeah, I think Damian Priest could be the guy. Like, I was never high on him. So, like, he got the belt and then nothing happens. So it was kind of like, yeah.
So
he's got work to do.
Though. You pointed it out. Yeah, you pointed it out like years ago. I was like, I don't know that I see it. Then I saw that match in Puerto Rico with Bad Bunny. And it was like, oh, my God. This dude made Bad Bunny look like Shawn Michaels. And that's, I mean, Bad Bunny was incredible.
Right.
But a lot of that is the guy that you're in the ring with. Like, they put Lawrence Taylor in the ring with Bam Bam because they knew Bam Bam could work a certain way that would make Lawrence Taylor look amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they did with Bad Bunny. They put him in there with Damian Priest because Damian Priest, that was the moment where I was like, okay, I think Kenny was right. This dude might be the one. Mm. And the title run just, and there was this awkward thing where he was in a heel faction, but he was a babyface. Like two, I don't know the percentages. How many people are in that group? Like a third of that faction were babyfaces. Yeah. Between Damian and Rhea, it was like this weird dynamic. And then when he gets the title, you know, he has that cash in, and the cash in is kind of a subplot to a bigger story involving Seth, Drew, and Punk, mm-hmm. and then that rocket ship never hit. Mm-hmm. It was just like...
Well, because there was another one where the ending got kind of botched too, no?
Yeah.
I can't remember which one that was, but...
It was at one of the premium live events. Yeah, and they did. They messed up an ending. But he still has everything. They just need the right story for him. And when he had the title, it wasn't the right story.
So the being in the faction that he was in, that helped him. That was a good look.
It helped him get there.
Right, right. And once he got there, it's like, it didn't work. A little bit more.
Yep.
You need yourself. The faction ain't going to work. Like, you need Damian Priest has to be the one to carry this one. And he's not there yet. And I don't know if he ever will be. He's still got work to do. But...
He needed someone like, not advocating for this at all. Mm. I'm saying someone like Brock Lesnar. Mm. He needed someone who you think, great, I'm gonna bring Brock in here to whoop his ass, and we're gonna keep this moving. Mm. He needed to be able to beat some. It worked for Seth, that helped Seth. He needed someone credible, established to take out. Mm-hmm. And have a program with, and it just didn't. It never materialized.
Him versus Gunther would be good.
Damian chasing Gunther.
Yeah.
Damian chasing Gunther. But now the thing with Gunther is you have to make him a monster. Mm. And in the end, you know what I like about the Bronson Reed thing though is I think this keeps Punk and Seth apart. Mm. I think everyone thought, okay, we're going to get that. I think if you can hold that off till WrestleMania, you're probably better off. Mm-hmm. And I think they might be trying to hold off on Punk Rollins till WrestleMania.
That makes sense, too. That makes sense. The streets were also talking, and they were in agreement with your boy. Oh, good. It's like, yeah, man, this Cody thing. I don't know.
There's not this. The streets were not talking.
The streets were talking. They were right there. I heard them.
They weren't.
They were talking to me.
You and Ace. Like, that's not the streets. That's Ace.
It wasn't Ace at all.
We just got to get Cody something that's exciting that doesn't have to do with Roman or something.
Cody, what? Like, what? Cody, I don't even think Cody was on TV last night. What was Cody even the subject for? Was Cody on TV last night?
I don't think so. He might be on SmackDown.
He's on Friday.
All right. It's kind of crazy.
Cody's doing just fine.
It's kind of crazy. And even on the day after SummerSlam,
he's on SmackDown.
You know, with the champ, do you just go wherever you need to go?
Gunther is the champ on Raw.
All right,
you want to do
this?
What,
is hate?
What are you? Yeah, what are you, Vince McMahon? All of a sudden, what are you doing?
I'm looking for something out of Cody to show me that he can be the guy. In the organization.
The biggest merchandise sales in the company don't do it for you? The biggest pop every night doesn't do it for you?
You know, Adam, he got the biggest merchandise sales?
Yeah.
They're bigger than the Bloodline?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
I ain't never seen nobody with a Cody shirt.
Does it hurt Cody that Roman
yes,
is just...
because Cody caters to Reese. He caters to the John Cena kids.
Well, and then Reese said, get Cody out of here. That's the streets. Reese told me the streets.
Oh, so let me get
I'm
this
just saying.
Reese is in the streets.
Ain't that his?
Be a better parent if Reese is in the streets, first of all.
Ain't that the demo?
Yes, the demo is younger.
Like, get
kids.
Him out of here.
Okay. All right, so we got a sample size of one, and we want to get Cody out of here.
I mean, the middle schoolers, they know. Warren in the chat says that the crowd sings his theme every night. Like, Cody's over. It's just, I don't know if it hurts him that Roman is just so massive, too.
Well, Roman, yeah.
Because, like, you watch, like, Roman
being back isn't going to help Cody.
Yeah, because, like, Roman shows up at SummerSlam, and I'm watching, like, oh, yeah, like, I could care less about Cody Rhodes or whatever.
And to Cody's defense a little bit, even with Roman gone, the anticipation was when Roman's coming back.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, all right, it's yours, guy. You know, run with it. It's like, all right. Now, when is Roman coming back? Like, not, and it was no shade to Cody. That's just the overarching thought in everybody. I don't know when that's going to end. The like, I don't pivot, know when the Roman thing is going to end.
The pivot hurt, too. Like, the Rock versus Roman thing hurt because even though I do believe a majority of people wanted to see Cody, they wanted to see the culmination of that storyline more more specifically. A lot of people did want Rock Roman. And I think a lot of people felt like, we're not going to... Rock's been doing this for years. We can't hold off till 41. We have no idea if The Rock's going to be around.
Right.
The Rock could be filming Hercules 2 at that point. And so I think that like hurt because like it's like, all right, you begrudgingly go along with it. And then, you know, you see Roman finally lose. And that is a bit emotional, especially when the video from the aisleway drops. And it's like, oh, all of that hurt Cody. And it's like they're trying to when they did it with Daniel Bryan, when they completely turned course with Daniel Bryan, the whole idea behind changing course with Daniel Bryan was to get him to SummerSlam, where, if you remember, and I know everybody does, Brock destroyed John Cena.
Oh, that was a classic.
That was supposed to be Daniel. But Daniel got hurt, and they did the tournament or the ladder match or whatever it was that wound up with John Cena getting. They did exactly what they were always going to do. They gave you the stupid yes movement, and you got to do your little chant. They were going to get to SummerSlam, and he was going to get his ass beat for 16 straight minutes by Brock Lesnar. It might not even have been 16. They might have made, all right, John, we'll go 16. With Brian, it might have been 8.
Well, they paid off Kofi Mania, and we see how that ended.
Point being,
that was crazy.
Cody is not Kofi. Cody is not,
he's not
Daniel.
He's not.
He's not either one of those guys.
He is a upper echelon guy. I just don't think he could be number one. He is a top 3 to 5.
He can be number
one
in
your business.
He's like, but the he can be number one. He is number one, but he's like 1B now because Roman's back. And Roman for a decade has been the guy. He's still the guy. It's just, what's it look like now? The 4 year. And that's the other thing. We don't need a year to, we don't need that from Cody. Give us cohesive stories. Tell us a story with the title. He doesn't need to hold it for years on end.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I just want to see a better story than what he's got going
on. Yeah, he doesn't have one because the whole story was leading back to what we got on Saturday night, which was the return of Roman.
So which was kind of like what I was getting at, and then we can get back to Brandon Eichler basketball or whatever. But
USA up 14 right now with 8 minutes left in the second.
I don't need Cody to hold the belt no more. We already got that. The story's finished or whatever. Let me see what he's got as a number one guy right now. I understand they have to, at least for a little while longer. You know, he's got to have the belt. But hey, I don't know. Turn him, you know what I mean, or whatever. But like this him having the belt just ain't enough. We've seen that. Like, it's
I think
enough.
Cody's true like story starts now, because so much of what WWE has done since SummerSlam was for Solo and the Bloodline, and it was to get to Saturday. Well, now we're in August, so now we're not in WrestleMania season, but you start to plant seeds.
Spring training.
Yeah, you start to. We're in the summer league. Like, you start to see, okay, I see the direction this is going. You got Roman back. I told you, I thought the seeds for a Cody heel turn were told 2 years ago, leading into the first Roman match. Where if you, the problem is, then 2 years ago, if you linked him with Paul, it would have worked. Paul might be a bigger babyface than anyone in the company. Yeah. He's just as big of a babyface as Roman, so that might be a little dicey, but I think the true story starts now that Roman's
back. I really like with Jesse's idea, him get Cena, have him lose to Cena. You know, I was about to say people will cheer that, but you don't know.
You want that at WrestleMania?
It's title 17.
Yeah, you handle that.
Well, yeah, whatever ends Ric Flair's stupid thing. Let's do that.
You handle that, but you, if people cheer, if you got a feeling that people are going to like celebrate that, then that's Cody saying, you guys are all fake. All this stuff about finish my story. You didn't care about me.
Yep.
All the, I like that.
I'm telling you.
See, the problem with that, but the problem with that is you almost have to tell that story before you go into the match because you're still going to have Cody fans. And so when you have a babyface versus babyface match, it's just flat. Like Shawn and Bret was flat. It was flat for a variety of reasons. Warrior Hogan was flat because there were Hogan fans and there were Warrior fans.
And they couldn't wrestle.
Well,
yeah, let's throw some context into there.
And interesting. But let's
not. Oh, look, he's shaking the ropes again, guys.
But let's not pretend this wasn't 1989 and our barometer for what was good wrestling different.
Facts.
Most of the people listening to this were between 8 and 12 years old at the time. They're probably between 6 and 12 at the time.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to figure out. We'll see what Friday holds because Roman will be there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.